From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. A lot of people may know our next guest from her popular young adult novels that have been featured in Teen Vogue and Entertainment Weekly. But this summer, author Ashley Poston decided to switch things up a bit and write a great summer beach read with a bit of a supernatural twist. She's joining us now to talk more about her latest novel, The Dead Romantics. Welcome to the program, Ashley.
Thank you. It's so lovely to be here.
Okay, give us a quick synopsis of the book.
Okay, so The Dead Romantics is the story of a disillusioned ghostwriter for a very famous romance novelist who no longer believes in love. But then she has to return home to her family's funeral home to bury her late father, only to find herself haunted by the ghost of her very hot and very recently deceased editor.
Okay, I have... How in the world did you come up with this idea?
Well, I have been in publishing for a while, and I was like, man, wouldn't it suck if your editor just haunted your every move?
Oh, yeah.
But it's definitely a romance, and it has a happy ending. That's not a spoiler. It's a promise.
Okay. So what I think is interesting about this book is that, I mean, here's the main character, Florence, and she's supposed to be, as you said, writing, you know, ghostwriter for these, you know, famous romance novels, but she doesn't believe in love anymore. She thinks it's just all, you know, just fake. There's no point to it. How do you write a character like that where she doesn't believe in her job?
It was not as hard as I thought it would be, actually, because her... no longer believing in love and believing in like what she is writing, like married really well to her own imposter syndrome. And so it just amplified it because she used to, well, she also wrote her own novels, but they didn't get the acclaim that her ghostwritten novels do. And so she begins to feel that she no longer, that she can never like stand on her own feet, like as her own person. And she can never tell her family that she's written these like amazing, like ghost written novels.
Aww.
And it's right. It's so sad. And so I really wanted to explore, like her imposter syndrome and also like, well, if I don't believe in love, then how can I write like this book that I'm supposed to be really good at writing? It's that along with, the book explores love in all of its like many faces. It explores like the love of family and like romantic love, but also the platonic love with your best friends and the love you have for your hometown and the love you had with your childhood self. So
I like the idea though, too, of exploring imposter syndrome, because I think it is something that everyone at some time or another feels in their career in particularly. And I think sometimes it happens. I mean, it happened to me when you get a really big promotion, let's say, right? And it's, and you wonder like, what, how could that have happened? I can't be this good. And you started comparing yourself. And I just think it's something that we all tend to have at some point or another, yet we don't talk about it that often.
Oh, absolutely. It's something that like we think that we go through alone, and we don't think that, oh, this other person who is incredibly successful, they can't have imposter syndrome because they're like living this life that I want to live.
Right.
But as it turns out, like everyone is like wondering, well, almost everyone like wonders, oh, am I really like supposed to be here? Is this what like I earned? What I'm supposed to be doing? So yeah.
So let's talk about this other aspect of the novel, and this is bringing the supernatural into it. And I do love the fact that, you know, that her family owns a funeral parlor. So she's been in kind of that realm, right, of dead people, but you bring it up a notch with bringing in the supernatural. Why do that?
I really like the idea of ghost stories. I like how they are echoes of of narrations that like haven't quite ended. Like when you tell like a ghost story to a friend, it's not really the part of like whether or not the ghost is real. That really doesn't matter when you're telling a ghost story. What matters is like the feeling you get from telling that ghost story, like the what if, right? It's like, well, maybe there is this ghost in the attic because like I'm getting the chills up my spine. Like, what if? So mm-hmm. I really like how dealing with like the supernatural like brings like a bit of like impossibility into the narrative. And I like how that coincides with the themes I'm trying to tell in the Dead Romantics about stories and like how stories are told and how they persist long after the person who told them maybe no longer there.
Well, and I think too, you know, when you think about the fact that she goes back home because she's lost her dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think many of us can relate to losing a loved one, losing a parent. And when you're close to them, I think you want to believe in ghosts. Not only do you want to believe in ghosts, you want them to be a ghost and you want them to come to you. And I just really like in a way that you, that even though it's not her dad, that this whole idea of you, I think there's a part of us that wants that in some way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I definitely like play with that feeling because like, even though like maybe her dad doesn't come back as a ghost, right? But she keeps on looking for him everywhere. And as it turns out, like he is everywhere, right? He's, mm-hmm. he's in the stories that he told her. He's in like all of the songs they play in the funeral parlor. He's in like her memories. And that is like, that is a ghost story in and of itself, because it's like the echoes of like your love for someone who is no longer there. And so I wanted to talk a lot about how like love and grief are just two sides of the same coin. You can't have love without grief eventually. You can't have grief without love. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought like placing it in a funeral parlor was like the best choice. And also I wanted to have that Addams Family vibe, kind of quirky, little out there. It's like, what if Wednesday Addams like became a normal person when she left the family, right? What if she like pushed aside her like black clothes and she went to the city and she's like, no, I'm going to be a normal person because that's how I assimilate. And then she goes back home and she's like, oh, why don't I just accept myself? So
yeah, why don't I just go with the fact that this is who I am? All right. So speaking of funeral homes, what kind of research did you need to do then to have the setting, you know, be in a funeral home?
Oh, I read so many articles and accounts of especially a family-owned funeral homes. I read a few like nonfiction books on the business of death.
Yeah.
And also like death in different cultures and how like there's a business to it, but there's also like a reverence as well. And I learned a lot, but almost none of it made it into the novel, except for the things that Florence's sister talks about, because her sister is the one who wants to inherit the business. Florence wants nothing to do with it. So because it's from Florence's point of view, she really doesn't understand the intricacies of like the funeral business the way most of her family does. So that's like another like disconnect from her and her family. And so this like her coming home is like her trying to bridge that gap a little bit and meet in the middle.
And I think that that's something that all of us, you know, if you grow up in a small town or something like that and you leave, it's finding how you assimilate back every time you go home. And mm-hmm. I think the more you accept yourself, the easier it gets to do that, but it's hard at first. And I wonder if, you know, that's part of how Florence was feeling when she would have to go back to what she left.
Oh, absolutely. That's like, she refused to go home for 10 years for reasons that are in the novel.
and you must read it to find out.
Exactly. No spoilers here. So like her returning home is her having to face like the ghosts of her past as well. There's a lot of ghosts metaphors and a lot of really bad, like grave puns. So, if you don't have like a sense of humor, you don't stand a ghost of a chance. So,
oh God. Yes. So there you go. Okay. So who is the character that you think you relate to the most?
You know, I've been saying like Ben for however long I've been asked this question, because I've been asked this question a lot. But my best friend read the book recently, and she was like, you know, Ashley, you know, you say you're like Ben, the love interest, because you know you're anxious and you like plans, but you are actually Florence. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Oh. And she's like, no, you are.
And she would know.
Yeah, and I'm just like, okay, well, I guess she's like, okay, so you're like half Florence, half Ben, and you're just a little bit of the dog mayor.
Oh, that's funny. Like, thanks, I love it.
Thanks.
And before I let you go, we should note that The Dead Romantics was named Good Morning America's book club pick for July. What, kudos to you. That is a big deal.
Right. When I first heard about it, I was at the parking lot of a bookstore and I just started sobbing.
Oh, well, because that's huge. I mean, honestly, what's it like to get that type of recognition? I mean, in particular, writing a book, right, where the main character has, you know, she's never gotten that type of recognition.
Yeah, it was it was very surreal. Speaking of imposter syndrome, speaking of which,
yeah,
it was surreal, and I was just so thankful and so lucky. And my team at Berkeley has been just phenomenal, and they've been hitting it out of the ballpark ever since they got The Dead Romantics like 2 years ago. I am just thankful and just, again, so lucky.
Well, we have been so lucky to be talking with you today. It's been a wonderful conversation. I've really appreciated it.
Thank you. This was lovely.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. We've been talking with author Ashley Poston about her new book. It's called The Dead Romantics. As we mentioned, it is Good Morning America's July book pick of the month. So again, Ashley, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.